From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Chief urges Russia not to return to Cold War policies. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told a Berlin forum Monday there is no desire to return to the Cold War with Russia, despite Moscow's aggression in Ukraine.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy, but make no mistake, we will defend our allies, a rules-based international order, and the positive future it affords us. We will stand up to Russia's actions and their attempts to reestablish a Soviet-era sphere of influence.
Mr. Carter said Washington is taking a strong but balanced approach that seeks to ensure Moscow cannot force anyone to turn towards the past while welcoming it to turn back towards the future. He holds meetings Tuesday with his defense counterparts from the Baltic states, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. The U.S. defense chief meets NATO defense ministers Wednesday and Thursday in Brussels to discuss plans for dealing with Russia following its annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and military support of Ukrainian separatists. Hundreds of thousands in South Sudan are at risk of starvation because of ongoing conflict and food shortages. Owen Davies is part of a World Food Program effort of airdropping supplies in Jonglei State.
We've been receiving airdrops of cereal and pulses. We're also receiving oil and nutritional supplements via helicopter. Our intention is to begin distribution of the commodities tomorrow in support of roughly 6,300 people.
He says there are an estimated 4.6 million South Sudanese facing severe food insecurity. Meanwhile, a doctor at the Juba Teaching Hospital says cholera there has killed at least seven in the capital. Dr. Thomas Wellmaker says nearly 40 known cases exist. This is VOA News. The United States Monday said an airstrike last week in northern Iraq killed an Islamic State militant suspected of being involved in the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. A defense spokesman said the June 15 strike in Mosul killed Ali Auni al-Harzi, who worked closely with extremists affiliated with the IS group in North Africa and the Middle East. New proposals from Greece are improving the chances the debt-ridden country can reach a deal with its creditors and avoid possible default on loans at month's end. European Union President Donald Tusk said late Monday, new Greek reforms on its pension system and sales tax are the first real proposals in weeks.
The new Greek proposals to the three institutions are a positive step forward, according to the initial assessment of the institutions. They will be further assessed over the coming hours. Work must now proceed swiftly in the Eurogroup. Prime Minister Tsipras and the institutions will work together now so that the Eurogroup can achieve results on Wednesday evening that can be presented Thursday morning.
Athens must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by month's end. To do that, it needs an $8 billion installment of a European Union economic bailout. Russia Monday denounced the decision by the European Union to extend sanctions for another 6 months to keep pressure on Moscow over Ukraine. The Kremlin says it will retaliate. The Obama administration says Mali has a lot of work ahead following the signing of a peace agreement between Tuareg rebels and the government. U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Bisa Williams told VOA Monday she was encouraged by the unity among the separatists known as the Coordination of Azawad Movements, or CMA.
What was very important for the United States to see was that all of the groups who are the members of the coordination movement of the Azawad were represented by their secretary generals, and they all spoke with one voice.
She says as part of the peace process, the CMA will be expected to come up with people who are going to be permanently part of the secretariat, part of working groups on various thematic working topics. Williams says they have to come up with proposals, and those are going to have to be discussed and decided upon in a consensual way. Nearly 300 died in Pakistan's southern Sindh province in recent days in an intense heat wave. Saturday's temperature soared to 44 degrees Celsius. The heat wave comes as Pakistanis observe Ramadan when Muslims forego food and water. Authorities were forced to declare a state of emergency after the electricity grid crashed during widespread power outage in Karachi. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.